This is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, John Hughes here with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I just listened to your voicemail, and you guys are looking into some working capital. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so just talk to me a little bit about your business first. Well, actually, we'll go with how much are you looking for? Let's talk that first.
Well, it depends. We only want to give out bank statements for approval.
Yeah.
That's it.
No. Yeah, for working capital, all we need is our one-page application filled out, 6 months of bank statements, the most recent, and then just your tax form showing that you paid your taxes, like the first page.
The first
Yeah,
page of the
yeah,
tax
we just
return.
need yeah, we need the first page of your most recent tax form, and if you filed extension, then we'll need the extension proof as well.
Okay, well, we got a loss last year, so we didn't pay any taxes.
Oh, no, that yeah, exactly, but you still had to file, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
of
So
course.
yeah, as long as you have the paperwork, that's all good.
You mentioned on the phone with Mike that he's submitted an application already?
No, I do not, unless he sent it to me
He
within
said a
the
couple
past.
weeks ago. So that's why I was kind of
Oh.
wondering, like, what?
With interface tech, I don't think I have gotten that from him. Are you
Okay,
near him, or can you get a hold of him and see which email he sent it to? Because I don't have.
no. You called. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, I
You
don't have it.
called him and said, "Hey, we got I got your application last week or a couple weeks ago, and I was wanted to talk to you about whatever that you wanted to talk to him about it." So that's why I
Yeah,
was.
what? Yeah, hold on. Let me
We
pull.
were both a little confused
Yeah,
on it.
give me a few seconds here. Let me pull up your file.
Okay.
All right, give me about. Just let me put. I'm gonna put you on hold for like 30 seconds, real quick, okay?
Oh, good. Yeah, no problem. I'm not
All right.
going anywhere.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just my I don't know why my system's running slow real quick. All right.
Well, that's all right. Why don't you
Okay, I
just
found. All right, I found.
email
No, yeah, no.
me?
I found you. I'm pulling you up right now. Okay, here we go. Mike LaGioia. Da, da, da. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I called you yesterday. Yeah. So basically, I didn't. I think you might have, or he might have misheard the message. I sent the application to him via email, and I sent application and just general information. So maybe he misunderstood the message, but I definitely have not received anything on your guys' end to me.
Okay.
So.
Why don't you go ahead and email me everything that you need from me, and what would
Yeah.
be the max of what we would be pre-approved for the
Yeah, for working
for
capital.
just the yes.
Okay, what's your revenue like last year? Top line.
Top line, I believe, was 5.4.
Okay, so in general, we can get right around 10 to 15% of that top line freed up for you. So we're looking around the 400 or 500 range. Is that going to do much for you?
Without financials?
That's our general. I can't say that's the exact number, but you asked for an estimate. So that's in general where we would go. Obviously, I'm going to have to look at your paperwork. I'm going to analyze your bank statements. We're going to go through all that. But in general, people always want to know, how much can you get me? That's kind of our guideline area where we go.
Understood.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. So, yeah, I don't want you to take this as like, I'm going to take this number to the bank. That's just a general guideline that we set, kind of go by. But obviously, we're going to look at your bank statements. We're going to look at your credit. We're going to look at your company as a whole. And really, what are you guys looking to do with this money? What's the plan?
Well, we need a bridge. We were investing in some stuff that did not work out, and
yep.
We took like $1 million out of our annual SG&A, and but we have some back stuff that we need to pay because.
Is it like accounts payable that you're backed up on you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so backed up accounts payable. And that's no problem, because obviously you get those paid off, and that does help your business.
Right.
And obviously you guys have the revenue. To float the note, so pay off accounts payable, pay off. Is there anything else you guys are looking to do if we were to, you know, be able to find the right program for you? What else would you be looking to do, or is it simply get the payables down, get those back to a manageable level, or taken care of completely, and then just continue moving forward with your business?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Do you have a number where your accounts payables are at?
They are, right now, the owner, we're looking at $350,000.
Oh, then we are in the ballpark. That makes me very happy, because then we will be able to help you out pretty much completely. I'm very confident. Your credit score.
Yeah, but our financials, we're upside down on the financial statement.
Yeah, and the thing is we can work with that because you guys have good revenue, and because, you know, that's one of the main things we look at first. We start with the revenue. We're going to look at your top line revenue. We're going to look at your time in business. We then are going to analyze your financials, and not just the past 6 months. If you have more and you want to give us more to show us really what's been going on with your company, that's going to help your file. Because we only.
You mean bank statements?
Yes.
Okay.
If you wanted to give us more. Yeah, sorry, I misspoke. If you wanted to give us some more bank statements to kind of show the story for the underwriters, I would suggest that probably. But we only like to ask for 6 months because we know people are private and we know people don't like to just throw out information. But for a situation like this, I think it would be helpful for you to dive a little bit deeper into those statements just to paint the picture properly for the underwriters, so they don't look at the past 6 months and say, oh, well, what's this business doing? You know, if they had maybe 18 months, they'd be able to dive a little bit further in and really analyze you properly.
Okay.
So, do you want me to address this email to the both of you?
No, you can just send it to me.
Okay,
you can send it to both.
Because are you?
That way they'll know I'm working on it.
Yeah, perfect. So is Mike the 100% owner, or are you also partial owner?
No, I'm the controller.
Yeah, so Mike is 100% owner. Okay, and do you see him all the time? Like, for this paperwork, we're going to have his signature on a couple of these forms. So as long as he's able to still sign those.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, hold on, let me just...
I could probably get you the 6 and the app if you send that over to me right away today.
Yeah, here, I'll actually...
would be tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no problem at all. So give me your email address.
Mary, M-A-R-Y, J as in Jane, B as in boy.
Mary J.B.
Yes, Mary J.B.
Uh-huh.
At Interface TT. As in technical training.
Yes, ma'am.
.com. Sorry, I've been here since 5 o'clock this morning. So.
No, totally get it. I actually I was a little bit behind you. I've been up since 5 a.m. my time, but not quite at work. Not quite with the fully functional brain work in there. All right, working capital.
Mine's starting to shut down.
Right? No, it's so funny how that works, because, you know, while I'm here at work, you know, just, you know, wheeling and dealing here, you know, you get your mind working and it's just pumping, and then you get home and you sit down and all of a sudden you can, like, literally feel it unwind. You can feel it kind of shut itself down, saying, hey, John, come on, we've been running this thing at full bore. We got to shut her down for a couple minutes here.
That's right.
All right. So let's see. So for your credit, or the business's credit, or actually I should say Mike's credit, do you know if it's good, bad, kind of somewhere in between?
Yeah,
just kind of give me.
He's got
great credit. So probably in the 700 somewhere.
Probably.
All right. That's awesome. Cause that
I mean,
actually,
everybody
that's
that
help.
We talked to, everybody, I mean, everybody's been.
Exactly. Have you, did you try going to a bank or anywhere else yet?
Yeah, we've gotten two quotes from two different places, and I thought, well, why not throw a third in the ring?
Yeah. And were they big banks, or were they private like us?
No, they're fine. They're like you.
Okay, cool. All righty. Well, did they already give you, like, an official offer, or did you just kind of discuss
mm-hmm.
things with them? Okay.
We got an official offer. Another, we have, the paperwork is at the lawyers for them to review.
Okay.
Mike's not giving away his only daughter.
Yeah,
and,
I know, right, Jesus.
And then that would be the same process for yours.
Yeah. So I don't know what other companies you were with, but basically our process is fairly quick. As soon as we're done talking, I'm going to pen up this email real quick and shoot that to you. As soon as you get those documents to me, I will walk them to my underwriters down the hall. And basically they're going to go through it. And usually within 24 hours, you're going to be on the phone with one of our underwriters going through the process with them. And realistically, as soon as you guys accept one of those offers, the next day is when we deposit money. So it's a fairly quick
mm-hmm.
process.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get you guys analyzed the right way and thoroughly through our underwriting qualifications here. So
right.
just. Yeah, so that's our main thing is we're not really in the business of just loaning out money to every business we can. We want to get to know you. We want to analyze you. We want to see what you're doing, and we want to see if this program's actually going to help you out. So that's really where we're kind of coming from. As much as I'd love to just hand out money to everyone I can, it's just not the right
mm-hmm.
thing to do. You kind of see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, so...
Yeah.
I'm just
a list of what you need. And
yeah, I got you on that. I'm just kind of going through my paper here and making sure I'm not missing any questions while I still got you on the phone. And how long have you guys been in business? I should have asked that a while ago.
We started in, Mike purchased the company on September 16th, 2001.
2001, so you guys have been 15 years strong then. Awesome. That's really good. That's awesome. No, and do you guys take credit card payments
uh-huh.
for your business? So you do have some.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do
cool.
Everything
so.
But diners.
Yep. And then.
Dover American Express.
Right. You
don't have to pay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No problem. No, that's fine. I just like to get all the questions I possibly can get answered. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I mean, we're looking pretty good here. If I have any other questions while I'm penning up the email, I'll throw those in at the bottom. But mainly, it's just going to be here's the application. These are the documents I need, and boom. And as soon as you get those back to me, I'm going to go to battle for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, thank you for the call, and I'm glad we were able to get on the phone. And like I said, just any questions, anything at all, feel free to reach out to me, email, call, it doesn't matter, I'm here.
Gotcha. Okay, great.
Mary Jane, it was great to speak with you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.